Oklahoma Medicaid expansion advocates are working to collect the required 178,000 signatures to get the measure on the ballot next year. It would mean extending health insurance to thousands of people and an estimated $100 million price tag. As State Impact's Jackie Fortier reports, Medicaid expansion could be decided at the ballot box or at the State House.
In between taking tests for medical school, Ashton Gorse volunteers for Oklahomans Decide Healthcare, the group collecting signatures to put Medicaid expansion on the ballot. She comes to the gathering place in Tulsa about once a week.
I think when I first came out here, I was like, nobody's going to sign this. I'm just going to be here sunburning for an hour. But it actually was really receptive and people are very nice.
But most of the time, she has to explain it first.
The best way I try to explain that is Sooner Care only enlists certain people, so like pregnant women that are under the poverty level by a certain number and have dependent children. But Medicaid expansion would allow people that are just under the poverty level, so you don't have to have these additional requirements to have health insurance, and it would be state-sponsored.
So far, 36 states have expanded Medicaid to include, like she said, childless adults whose income is below a certain threshold. In order to qualify, a single person can't make over $17,000 a year. A family of four, no more than $35,000. In Oklahoma, that means almost 500,000 people could become eligible for the subsidized health insurance if it passes. Martha Nell Jones is visiting the park with her family and is quick to sign the petition.
I have several friends that are in the poverty level who have problems with medical bills and needs, and they have been saying how much they need it.
Jones says she's disappointed in state legislators for not expanding Medicaid when they first had the option in 2010.
I'm as disappointed in that as I am that they're not paying the teachers properly and a few other things that they're choosing not to afford.
As the ballot measure push continues, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, a Republican, recently created a bipartisan legislative committee charged with deciding whether to endorse Medicaid expansion or other policy moves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
If Oklahoma expands Medicaid, the federal government would pay 90% of the cost. The state would pay the remaining 10%, estimated to be $100 million. But the ballot language is silent on how to pay for it. At a recent meeting, Republican Senator Quinn quizzed Chuck Spicer, the CEO of OU Medicine. Spicer is in favor of Medicaid expansion.
So if we add 250,000 more people, and that match goes from 9-1 to 5-1, what do we do then?
Well, 5-1 still is 5-1. I liken it to other federally supported programs and industries in our state that if there was a base expansion initiative, add $200 million to one of our bases, knowing that there's been base closures before, we'd still take the $200 million. But I think if it's a road or a bridge or an Air Force base, we're not asking that question.
Spicer also gave legislators an astounding figure. He said that OU Medicine spends more than $100 million every year on charity care. That doesn't surprise Adam Searling, though. He studies Medicaid and health policy at Georgetown University.
People who are uninsured in Oklahoma right now are still getting a lot of health care, right? They're just not able to pay their bills.
Studies show that states don't see a huge expense when they expand Medicaid because the state is already picking up a lot of the healthcare tab.
And when you bring in these federal dollars into the state, by spending $1 state money, you bring 9 more federal dollars in. Suddenly, these people who couldn't afford to pay for their own coverage are able to pay for that. And that benefits other parts of the state budget.
Well, I have a petition here to get Medicaid expansion on the next ballot.
That.
At the gathering place in Tulsa, Ashton Gorse looks over her signature count.
So we were here for about an hour, and we end up getting 10 signatures. It's getting pretty hot, so I think that's a good number.
The group says they have the required 178,000 signatures to get the question on the ballot, but they're going to keep collecting signatures for about the next week before they're turned into the Secretary of State's office, just to be safe. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Jackie's reporting on our website, kgou.org.